In November 41, the soldier went away. His son was born 3 days before, they had no time to play. Soldiers go when they are told, and where they have no say. So in November 41, my father went away. In November 45, a soldier came back home. His little boy was waiting on the platform, 4 years old. No one knew the thing had been, all the things he'd done. But in November 45, my father came back home. There were no flags for his return. The war had long been won, and the part he played so far away could not for years be known. In his first years back, we simply didn't have a clue what caused the demons in his head. The doctors sought a cure, for when his comrades came around, they'd laugh until they ached. Then all that night and for many more, he'd sweat and cry and shake. They urged him back to do the job he'd done before the war, even though he didn't want that same life anymore. But no army now, he had no choice, his family had to live. And the grateful country he had served had no support to give. There were no flags for his return. The war had long been won, and the part he played so far away could not for years be known. In November 82, his dear wife passed away. She who waited years for news of him from far away. 4 years more he lived alone. I think he was at peace. A soldier who had done his best, and a gentleman at ease. On a bright November day, some years after he died, we visited that forest place where he'd suffered but survived. All was beauty, all was peace, no tracks, no guards anymore. We shed our tears for those wartime years, for those who never came home. There were no flags for his return. The war long been won, and the part he played so far away is only just now known. There were no flags for his return. The war had long been won, and the part he played so far away is only